You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's another week and it's another Irish Racing Podcast. This time courtesy of a 7-race programme this evening at Ballinrobe, coming up at 5:30, the first race, going through to 8:30 when we have a concluding bumper. Over in Ireland, currently there's quite a few showers, looking at the radar forecast. So the good ground, which is predicted time of recording, is likely to change quite significantly throughout the course of the day. So do bear that in mind if you are punting this car this evening. One or two nice races on show, particularly that 7 o'clock where we've got one or two useful individuals who've been plying their trade at a fair standard so far throughout this summer jumping period. As ever, plenty of big fields and competitive racing at this tight right-handed venue. We start with a juvenile hurdle at 5:30, in which Joseph O'Brien has set punters a proper poser here, because he's got one who has already shown a little bit of form over hurdles so far today in the shape of Richard Strauss, up against Thomas O'Malley, who was quite impressive when winning on the flat here last time out, and they're roughly the same price on the morning tissues, so it's going to be difficult to work out which one to go with. But Richard Strauss is the one I'd probably just favour, obviously, because he's already had a run over hurdles and he showed a good aptitude for the smaller obstacles when finishing third behind Brutal, who went into that race, a very strongly fancied horse from the Gordon Elliott stable. And to be fair to Richard Strauss, if he hadn't have made a hash of the second last, and indeed the last, he might have actually won that race, which certainly would have been against market expectation, because he went off a 16 a one shot, and there wasn't any great deal of hope attached to him, because he'd been running, to be fair, quite modestly on the flat. So you've got to take that race as a major, major positive in the right direction for this horse. And with that experience under his belt, you'd expect him to go well again here tonight. But he is up against, as I said, Thomas O'Malley, who is quite impressive for finally getting off the mark after the umpteenth time at this track last time out, over a mile and a quarter in a maiden. He really did stand quite nicely late on in the hands of Donico O'Brien to record quite a decent speed figure, and the horses he beat makes it a believable race as well. So if he can jump, he's obviously going to be a thorn in the side to the favourite. One would expect, of course, Joseph to take this race, unless Make It Hurrah is any good first time out at hurdles from the Jessica Harrington stable. But beyond that, it doesn't look a particularly strong event, and I'll go with Richard Strauss to go two paces better than that excellent run on debut a few days ago.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock. It's another 2 mile one maiden hurdle, this time for the older horses, and the obvious starting point here is Don't Let Go from the Conor O'Dwyer stable. Now this mare ran really respectively down in Roscommon last time out against a decent bunch of horses, including Law Girl, who went on to frank the form with an excellent run behind Houses of Parliament at the Galway Festival a couple of weeks ago. But the Birdie Crow and the High School Days had gone into that race off well-deserved victories, so it certainly wasn't a bad race of its nature. And I thought this mare by Yates certainly showed the best form that she's exhibited so far today, because her previous two runs, she didn't really show a lot, so she's obviously going in the right direction. And in what looks a fairly weakish race, one would be very disappointed if this horse couldn't get off the mark, as the market suggests. The obvious each-way alternative looks to be Field Exhibition, albeit she's fairly exposed. She has run a couple of reasonably good races of late at Wexford, and most notably at Downpatrick last time out, when she finished fourth behind Blixt, Delayed Eloquence and Field Robin. The weakness of that race, however, was highlighted by Field Robin, who went to Downpatrick yesterday and finished fifth of the nine runners. So it puts into context what that horse has achieved so far today. So Don't Let Go, hopefully improved quite significantly mentally from that much better run last time out, is the choice in race number two.
Race number three.
Right, on to the 6:30 then, and my best bet on the card comes in the shape as When the Wind Blows from the locally trained Steve Mahan stable. I know this horse is yet to win a race in nine starts. Since joining Steve, he's run four very commendable and consistent races. In fact, he's yet to be out the first four, and his run last time out at the Galway Festival was arguably the pick of the bunch, although he was well beaten in the end. He set strong fractions and only just got tired on the long climb up the hill on the soft ground, and was picked off late on by a stellar field, which included Adun and Big Ben. two horses from powerful stables such as Dermot Weld and Joseph O'Brien. The time figure of the race is excellent, courtesy of the strong pace throughout. And if you go back to his previous couple of runs when he was third behind Darkest Fly, who was obviously very well handicapped at the time, and Silent Sun down in Limerick, who ran quite respectably the other day at Cork subsequently, and you can see that this horse has been running to a really good standard. All this trainer's horses have to be respected when they come to this track, and with him handling conditions and the brush hurdles many times over, I'd really fancy When the Wind Blows to finally get his head in front tonight at the 10th time of asking.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and although we've only got the 5 runners, it looks a wide open affair. Round about 5-2, 3-1 the field this morning. Denham Sound obviously comes in great nick, having won her last two starts at Wexford and Limerick respectively, and she seems to be a much better horse over hurdles than she does on the level. However, this won't be easy because she faces horses in the shape of What's the Plot, the Irregular, and From Eden, who, in all fairness, have all got their own right to put up a decent challenge. Of that trio I mentioned, I'll probably just favour the Irregular from the Dennis Hogan stable. Now, this horse was a very decent third behind Patine and Artful Artist in a strongly run handicap at the Galway Festival a few days ago. And if this horse can repeat that level of form, or indeed improve upon it in the first time cheek pieces, then he's got every chance at the weights to go to run well or go close in a race of this nature. I do quite like What's the Plot. He's a horse that I think has got a race of this nature in him, and he's already a course and distance winner again. The only slight reservation I'd have about him is if the ground went on the soft side, as he ran badly on it at Galway the other day. But at the prices, round about 11 for 4, 3-1 this morning, I quite like the chances of Irregular.
Race 5.
On to the 7:30, and this should, to all intents and purposes, go the way of Fabulous Saga from the William Mullen stable, because this is a fairly weakish affair beyond him. This horse has performed up to a fairly decent standard in his three starts so far under rules, and he got off the mark at Tipperary on the first of them back in May in pretty decisive fashion. Albeit he's got beat on his next two runs, he's certainly run to a fair standard, and I certainly wouldn't hold him against him to get beat by that Carla Minstrel the other day, because the time figure of the race suggested it wasn't a bad race of its kind. He's quite a likeable type, this horse, anyway, and being as he's come from the point-to-point field, you'd imagine that jumping 10 or 12 flights of hurdles shouldn't be any problem to him here this evening. So Fabulous Saga should be one there for Willie Mullins in the fifth race.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, and all eyes here are clearly going to be on Rosie Alice, having run well at the Galway Festival in that very valuable mare's only race won by Miss Eyecatcher. The cut in the ground this evening likely is bound to suit this horse, whose two victories so far today have come with plenty of ease in the ground. And as ever with a Charles Burns trained individual, the market is very much going to be the barometer and the guide to how well fancied this horse is. However, at the prices this morning, around about 4-1, I do think Steamboat Key is a really good alternative from an each way perspective. This horse was certainly knocking at the door prior to being victorious at the 10th time of asking, and barely astounding the day when a well gambled on 13-8 favourite. He travelled really well in that race, and he put the race to bed with a nice burst of speed in between the two out and the last. The time figure of the race is pretty good, and the horse that he beat, Ben Runson, was quite strongly fancied going into that race, and he's a good guide to the overall level of that form. That run also behind Just Janice early on in the season has backed up really well at Clonmel, so he's got quite a bit going for him, this horse. The cut in the ground this evening shouldn't be a problem. He's handled softest ground before, and he's a nice chasing type as well from the Gordon Elliott yard. So Steamboat Key each way in the 8 o'clock is the advice there.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and this race doesn't look the strongest, so therefore it might well be that Diamond Hill is a winning debutant from the Willie Mullins stable. It soon will be the first time that Willie's popped up with one of these types in a race of this nature. And the market is also speaking very favourably for this filly by Beat Hollow, who's quite nicely bred. Yoga by the Sea has been slightly disappointing, it has to be said, because he's been Subject of a gamble on his last two starts. He was well found in the market first time out, albeit he didn't run too bad. And he was backed off the boards last time out at Cork, only once again to disappoint. So he's clearly got more potential, and he's obviously shown a bit more at home than he is on the racetrack. And it might well be now that the switch to the Gordon Elliott stable and the first time tongue tie is the key to this gelding by Milan's chances of finally living up to his home reputation. So he's definitely an interesting one, Yoga by the Sea, and he's worth a look in the market. But Diamond Hill is clearly the one to beat on all known betting markets. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast, and hopefully you can join us again on Wednesday night when we're going to be taking a look at the 7/8 flat card at Garran Park beginning at 4:55. So until then, it's goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.